Photographer Pat Costello served on Juneau's Ad Hoc Urban Bear Committee from 2000 to 2001. Former Mayor Sally Smith formed the committee after five bears were shot in the capital city in 1 year. Costello says the problem then, as now, had to do with trash. Dumpsters around town had been fitted with flimsy plastic lids.
And the dumpsters, of course, were sitting outside 24/7, so we saw a huge spike in activity with bears, and a whole generation of bears was educated on the whole garbage thing.
The solution then was to replace the plastic lids with metal ones and to have the Juneau Assembly pass an ordinance making it illegal to keep smelly garbage sitting out in a non-bear-resistant container. Costello says some residents are assuming the new garbage cans are okay to leave out.
People think that they're bear-proof, and they definitely aren't.
Juneau Police Community Service Officer Bob Dilley is trying to change that perception. He says police are responding to reports all over town of bears getting into the new cans.
What we're finding is the bears either bounce up and down on top of them or stand on top of them, get the lid to pop a little bit, and they can use their claws to open them up. So if you're leaving those out in your yard, the bear is likely to get into them.
Wildlife biologist Ryan Scott with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it doesn't take long for bears to identify a readily available source of food.
In the past, you know, with the bear-proof or the bear-resistant cans, we might get a bear that gets into a can, and if we can get that remedied, we seem to have pretty good success getting the animal to move on. This year, we are seeing where bears are going from can to can to can.
Scott says the best solution is for people to follow the bear ordinance and not leave garbage cans out, especially when they're full of dinner scraps.
Everybody, I think, knows that lives in Juneau. We have great bear habitat, and if we remove a bear even, we're probably just making a hole for a new bear if the food source is still out there.
Dilley says police are using this time to educate the public about the bear ordinance, but eventually will begin writing tickets again. He says the new containers do meet the city's regulations, so long as they're kept in a bear-resistant structure except on garbage day. And yes, he's heard from people who built bruin-proof enclosures that are too small for the new cans.
What I tell people basically is if you took the time to build a structure like that and it's been effective in keeping a bear out, you can still keep your garbage in your old cans in that enclosure. And then come garbage day, you can dump it in your new can and then haul that out to the curb.
A dozen years ago, Costello's website, featuring some of his nature photography, included a number of shots capturing Juneau's garbage bears. He says the issues then were much more pervasive than they are now.
As long as people keep their garbage enclosed, as they should under the law, hopefully this won't turn into the same kind of situation.
The current law has been on the books since 2004 and calls for fines up to $300. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.